Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello. Who has,
I have a broken finger. My finger still hurts. I have a really bad bruise on my knee still.
Can I, before you get in about you, can I just say something?
Oh, sorry. I wanted it to be about me for 1 minute of this podcast.
I'm stopping that nonsense.
I need 1 minute of sympathy from the listeners of the podcast.
I will ask you how you're doing when it's time. Right now, it's time for me to say, hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
big baby alert. That's right. Samantha. You got your secret Instagram posts. You got your inspirational quotes.
It's my regular Instagram, Lisa. It's not secret Instagram.
It's your secret gram. It's your secret gram with all your inspirational quotes because, right? The world, Samantha, the world is loving you. Stop worrying about that.
I know. I'm not worried. But I did. Someone was really nice to me today.
And who was that?
My aunt and uncle.
Nice.
And they brought me flowers.
Well, they got it. They should have. Did they bring your mom and dad flowers?
No.
That's you should have got the flowers. Just a hunch. Just a hunch.
Just, could you just be nice to me for 1 minute?
Samantha, I'm nice. Every morning I send you a text. How are you doing today? Oh, and every night at bedtime, I hope you have a restful sleep. That is nice. That is nice. That's caring.
That's just like, fuck, just get over yourself. And isn't it 3 months yet? That's all I hear in those texts.
Really? So. Okay. Do you want me to pull up my text from when I had my heart attack? Same thing, right? Right? Same thing. Same thing. Different injury. Same
really?
Time off. Yes.
Okay. Same right? time off. Yours same was a little off. Bit longer.
Well, it dragged on a little bit longer. So you know what, Samantha? You need to stay positive and hope that there's no complications.
There won't be.
And then you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Right? You know.
Fine.
Okay. So how you doing?
Well, I had my surgery.
Yes, you had your surgery.
It was a whirlwind of activity on Friday the 12th.
Right? You got it done. Panties
it
off.
It was get in, get undressed, get your weirdness, get all the pieces of clothing, hospital gown on, waited there. And I'm like, well, they all want. And all of a sudden it was like, woof, they're all in the room and woof, I'm in the operating room.
Right.
and woof, it was done. And woof, I'm going home.
And what did I tell you, right? Panties off.
Yeah.
Always just in case.
And I'm like, and all I thought was, sorry.
Well, and then I sent you, remember, because we were joking about that before you went in. I'm like, I'm always panties off just in case. And yeah. You were like, oh, I don't know. And then when you said panties off and I said maintaining and you're like, nope. I'm like,
that's not my problem, man.
Right.
Ain't my problem.
It's their conversation during coffee, though.
Yeah, I know. But you know, what's really funny is that I was joking with the, they were lovely, but yeah. It was just very quick. When they were poking me again, I was getting an epidural and all of a sudden I was like, wow, that's a really warm feeling down the lower half of my body. And I was joking as I was getting ready to be sleepy time.
Yeah.
I said to the doctor, I said, just be thankful I shaved my one leg and my armpits for this.
And he's probably wishing you kind of took care of something else instead of your armpits.
I don't really give a shit.
Right? They've seen worse.
Yes, they probably have.
Don't you remember my thing, my funny thing when I went in for my heart surgery? Because I felt, and I remember sharing this, I felt that as a woman, it was in 2019, that as a woman in 2019, that I was on top of my game. And I was, you know, like not living in the 70s. I was living my best life. And when they came in for my surgery and out came the clippers and I'm like, oh my God, you have just destroyed me. Apparently I'm not as neat and tidy as what I was thinking.
Apparently you were not.
Go figure.
But it was fast and furious. And now I'm here convalescing.
Convalescing, Samantha.
At Shea's Sperling.
For another 16 weeks.
Yes, pretty much. Because
right?
as my aunt, who my what the aunt that came, my aunt and uncle, my aunt is a ex-nurse.
Right.
She's retired. She's a retired nurse. And she's like, oh, you're not going up your stairs for a long time. And I'm like, I know.
Right? You may just give up your lease and just move in.
Right. Well, that would be interesting. And I'm not quite sure who's packing up my shit for me. So
I'm sure your parents would do it for you.
Are you dying, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm choking. I've got like a dry throat. I'm drinking water like crazy. I feel like Alice the Camel.
Alice the Camel has two humps.
Oh, because it's so hot.
Can we please just talk about my finger that just won't straighten?
It won't straighten, so just get used to it.
No, it will.
No, it won't. It'll hurt too much to straighten it. It won't straighten because the longer it stays bent, the longer it takes for it to ever straighten.
I'll figure it out.
You won't figure it out. I'm just saying. So what are you doing to pass the time?
Well, I have a new obsession now.
Oh, do tell.
Well, because it's it's Men in Kilts.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a little show that I found on the Women's Network.
Uh-huh.
And it's being streamed. So I've got my little app so I can watch it. Because it's got Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish from the Outlander series.
Oh, okay.
And they're touring Scotland.
Oh.
And they're hilarious. And they wear kilts. So I was just like, I'm all in. And now I was like, oh, it was, you know, I thought it'll be cute to watch. I'm all in.
Huh. Men in Kilts.
Men in Kilts. Yeah.
Maintaining? Are they maintaining?
No, they wear underwear in their with their kilts.
Oh, I didn't think men did with the kilts.
Yeah, they do.
I thought that was the beauty of the kilt.
No.
Sex just being in case. Men.
But
sex
yeah. But I thought it was hilarious because I'm like, oh, I'm watching Men in Kilts. Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day. But that's Ireland and I was watching Scotland. But anyway.
You're watching Scotland.
The thought is there.
There you go, Samantha. There you go.
Right. Real men go commando.
Not like when they're in their outside pants. They shouldn't be. I don't know if I think men should ever go commando, actually.
They shouldn't go commando in sweats. Remember, we watched some stuff.
We watched a movie and the dude was in commando in sweats running. And it's like, they should never.
That was a bad idea.
Ever do that.
Okay. But you know what? You did something funny the other day.
What did I do? Tell me.
Oops. You did it again.
What did I do? Tell me.
Well, I think you had your own little private concert.
Oh my goodness.
So that was through text. I sensed that you were just bothering your neighbors by singing out loud.
I didn't have time for you. I didn't have time for you. I didn't have time to text.
Involved.
I was in the middle when we were talking. I was in the middle of, don't you remember I told you you love me, baby? Baby, 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 oh, baby. And then I went from that to, I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation. Oh, my God. I like my heart oozes for the Carpenters. It oozes. When I see them on PBS, I'm like, and here goes my night. I've seen it a million times. A million times that PBS special. Yeah, so tempted to get the Carpenter's mug. And as I was thinking about it, I'm like, no, I'll get in so much trouble if I do that.
Yes, you will.
Because then I think I'm a lifetime membership, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right? But I want that Carpenter's mug so bad. I like, you know what? There's just something so beautiful about her.
Karen Carpenter?
Yeah, there really is. Like, her voice was, like, just so beautiful. And then such a tragic story, right?
Well, that's true.
You know? So, but very true. I was, like, belting her out. I was just... That's what I do. That is what I do in the evenings. I lay on the magic couch and I get in concert.
Oh, that's right, because a magic couch lets you sleep.
It lets me sleep. Right? And so that's what I do. I'm like, okay. I must be missing concerts.
You must be, because you have done this quite a few times.
Right? I've been in excess. I just went through my Tina Turner concert.
Yes, that's right. That was the last one, was Tina Turner.
Right. The Bee Gees are always on PBS. I watch it. I can't be in the concert because I can't do that falsetto.
No. Because it's just not natural.
It's not natural, right?
It's not natural.
You know, like when it's like jive, you can't do it, right?
Jive talking. And, but then when you start singing the Bee Gees, you automatically want to dance because you automatically want to do like the whole.
You want to do it all.
70s groove.
Exactly, right? You know, like you tell by the way I move my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk, right? All of it. Like I love the PBS.
Yes, I love PBS too for different reasons, though.
Yeah, I don't watch any of your shows. I only watch my concerts.
Only your concerts.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of late night things, late night shows are back on a good time, apparently, according
to you. Hallelujah. Right. So now because we didn't change time, but the rest of the world did.
Well, because that's what happens, right? The world evolves around Saskatoon.
Right. So because the world revolves around Saskatoon, now Jimmy Fallon's on at 9:30 at night.
Oh, it's perfect.
As opposed to at bedtime. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's like all of them right now. The late one is like James Corden at 10:30, which is doable.
Yes, that is doable.
That's doable. Yeah.
God bless daylight savings time for changing up our TV shows.
It's got to be good. Right? So we benefit from it too.
But I noticed on that day when the time changed, I think it was Saturday night it changed?
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, my internal clock. Oh, it's screwing me up. And I'm like, seriously, it doesn't really do that.
What? I don't even know. What does that mean?
Because Alberta's now the same time as us.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Toronto's now officially 2 hours ahead of us.
Ahead of us.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, does it really change?
It's their like life one when or they two go hours. An hour? Like I get Britain. I get Australia. I don't get the next province over.
No.
Or the next two provinces over.
Yeah.
I don't get that. No, well, I think maybe, like, tough it out, guys. You're fine.
Because we live in Saskatchewan and we don't change time. So we don't know what that means. Sorry.
I don't know. I just wake up on Sunday at my normal time. Still thinking it's too early for a weekday, for a weekend, but whatever. That's what my internal clock does. My internal clock thinks every day is a weekday.
That's true.
Right? So every day on the weekend, I go to bed and I wake up at 6 a.m. because that's when my body thinks it's time to go to work. Right? It doesn't sleep in. So I don't know. Maybe that's what my clock does.
Uh-huh.
So weird.
But, okay, you sent me I think it was kind of cryptic. Jimmy Fallon is potentially listening to the podcast?
No. I don't know if he's listening to the podcast. He's creeping our Facebook page.
Oh,
that's what he's doing. Jimmy Fallon is on our Facebook page, which lends me to think that he probably is going to be listening to the podcast. I can't confirm nor deny that. But he's on our he's on our Facebook page 100%, Samantha.
100%.
Yeah, you want me to tell you why?
Yes, I think you need to explain why.
So on Saturday, when I got to go out roaming and I got to go to the grocery store, remember I took those pictures of the hanch and the tarchup and the wasabioli?
Yeah.
And I posted it on our Facebook page, right? Wanting some feedback. Uh-huh. Well, what are the chances yesterday on Jimmy Fallon's talk show, he's talking about those three things?
Really?
Yeah, right? Where'd you find that, Jimmy?
You know what? This smacks of Kelly Ripa and Ryan.
Right?
The smacks of Kelly and Ryan.
I'm laying on the magic couch watching the show, and all of a sudden, Jimmy Fallon flashes three pictures. Now, they weren't my Facebook pictures, but they might as well have been. It was of the product. Three pictures of the product. And then he talked about it. And I'm like, hey, dude, I know where you got this from. The whole wide world is now talking about this because you creep our Facebook page.
This is 6 degrees of separation from Kelly and Ryan.
Like, just, you know what? Here's the thing, Samantha. It's kind of picking my ass a bit. You know why? Because they're dancing all around us. It's like they're asking everybody to the party, but not the two people that need to be at the party.
Right? The two people who provide them with great content for their own shows. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Right? You're welcome, Jimmy. You're welcome, Ryan and Kelly. How about just one shout out to Lisa and Sam? right? Like Jimmy Fallon, would it have killed you last night to say, so on the weekend, I was looking at this really, really great Facebook post from a great podcast in Canada. I shake my head with Lisa and Sam, and they were talking about, would that have killed you?
No, it wouldn't have killed him. No.
It wouldn't have killed you.
It would have added another 10 seconds to his world.
Right? Wouldn't have killed you.
At the very most.
Right? That's my beef, Samantha. Right? It just wouldn't have killed you, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
Right? So, you know what? I mean, at some point, we've accepted him as a friend, and he's using a pseudonym.
Probably.
Right? So, that's all I'm saying about that. Here's something else that's kind of interesting, too, if we want to do the whole 6 degrees of separation. So, Joaquin Consuelos, right? So, Kelly mm-hmm. Ripa's son.
Yeah.
Just announced on the weekend again. That he is going to go to the University of Michigan on a wrestling scholarship.
Oh, congratulations, Joaquin.
So good for him, right?
Yes.
Is it a little bit funny that the previous week on the podcast, I was talking about how the Gibsons' favorite team is Michigan? Isn't that a little odd, too?
Right? You're just trying to tie things together now. Right. Like, so I was with you with the Jimmy Fallon thing there, you know. Right. I'm usually with you with the Kelly and Ryan. This is him going to Michigan to wrestle.
Because this
has got nothing to do with you.
Listen.
That's zero.
This is how I see it happening, right? He had 3 or 4 choices to make. They're sitting around having some breakfast. Which one to go to? And Kelly probably said, I've heard great things about Michigan.
Lisa Joaquin. Was just talking about it.
The Gibsons were, Lisa Gibson was talking about that. And she said the Gibsons love that school. God. Right?
Okay. Yes. In your delusion, I have no doubt that that is what is going through your mind.
100%. I'm like, yes. Oh, coincidence. I think not. Right? Oh, my goodness.
So many delusions in your
so
world.
So many. Okay, but this here's something that's not a delusion. And I Uh-oh. Want some feedback, okay?
Okay. All right.
Julia Michaels. There was a picture and she was displaying her armpit hair at the Grammys. How do we feel about this?
I think that people can do whatever they want. I personally will not ever be doing that.
Like I struggle with my one arm, right? Because of my frozen shoulder.
Yes.
But I attack it. I do the best I can. You can tell.
Yes.
If somebody was to look closely, they can tell I'm trying. Right? They can tell I'm putting in the effort.
For me personally, I am not going to live with armpit hair. And I get that it's nature's, this is what your body does.
Right.
Just like your eyebrows growing out of control and other parts of your body and your leg hair and all that kind of fun stuff. Me personally, I don't necessarily think I need armpit hair.
Again, right? To each is their own.
Yes.
Right?
To each is their own.
Certainly not a big enough issue to, you know, upset the apple cart over.
Yes.
However, I think I agree. I just think, I don't know. I don't know if it's my gig.
It's not.
Right? If people only knew the time I try, how long it takes me to try and get that going on my frozen shoulder arm.
The fact that you go for a haircut every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's just your hair on top of your head.
That's right, right?
You giving in to leaving your armpit hair alone.
Can't do it.
Ain't never going to happen.
Can't do it. Not going to happen. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Oh, my goodness, eh?
Oh, my God.
I know.
No freaking
way.
They
got it. It's haircut day on Saturday.
Oh, haircut day.
Yeah, look at me. Look at it. I'm like a big old shaggy mess.
Oh, yeah. Woo, look at the bison buffalo head.
Oh, it's big. It barely fits in the picture.
Barely.
I know, right?
Has Mike posted your bison head somewhere?
No.
He usually does that.
He does. He hasn't. But he can't really talk because it looks like he needs a haircut, too. Oh, but speaking of Mike, guess what he did this week?
What?
He went and bought his own glasses.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
It wasn't good, was it?
I haven't seen them yet.
Okay.
I haven't seen them.
Was he inspired by you, perhaps?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think I do anything that inspires him, no.
Okay.
I don't think that's the phrasing that we would use.
That's not the phrasing. Okay.
No. And I said to him, do you want me to come with you? Just because I can't pick up my own glasses doesn't mean I can't tell how they look on somebody else's face. Right. No, he's good. I'm good. As if I can't get my own glasses. Oh, it's for 2 years. Those glasses gotta be for 2 years. Right. So he told me he was going to do this. So I went online and I was like looking at men's glasses, and you know how, like, in the hopes of next time he logs onto the computer, they're just going to pop up on the home screen. Like, why is this website there?
Yeah.
I don't know if that happened, but
probably not.
I don't know. But the big reveal, I guess, probably in a week or so.
Oh, dear God.
I know. Right.
Okay.
Dear men. Right. Your women need to go with you for that. I feel really strongly. It's like them going to buy their own suit, right? We should, like, get your own clothes, but when it's a suit, maybe we should come.
We should come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should come. We should come. We should. But going back to the Grammys, I feel like I need to do, I need my recap of it.
Did you watch it?
I tried.
Oh, I didn't even try.
I was a bit bored. Uh-huh. And the performances were okay. For the most part.
Yeah.
I was excited to hear that Tiffany Haddish won for Best Comedy Album.
She's so funny.
She's only the fourth woman who's won it in the history of Grammys.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
And of the four women, other than Tiffany, it was Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
It was our favorite, Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I can't remember the fourth. Oh, I feel bad now. I should have wrote it down. Might have been. I can't remember. Okay. Might have been. But there was only four women in the history of the Grammys to win the Best Comedy Album of the Year.
I love Tiffany Haddish. I think she's hilarious.
She is freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. But Queen Bee made history.
I don't care so much
She
about
actually
her.
Has now more. Has She is the one artist that has won the most Grammys in her career. She outdid somebody else. I can't remember who it was.
I don't know. Anything other than booty dishes, I don't really care.
Cool. Okay.
I'm just saying.
But other than that, like, it wasn't overly exciting.
No. Like, do you feel I should have been there in concert?
No.
No.
Though I do believe Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion got a little bit of, they were a little bit under the hot seat or on the hot seat with their performance.
Oh,
there's a little bit of like, hey, should we have done this on TV?
Oh no.
Cause right? they were interesting.
Interesting. I didn't watch. So I cannot comment.
I only watched part of it and I'm like, okay. All right. Huh.
Maybe it's just going in a direction now that people don't care about anymore.
You know what? It's boring without an audience.
Yeah, I agree. You know, unless you're baseball, right? You need an audience. You're
baseball. This is true.
Right.
But yeah, so that's the Grammys. Wasn't worth watching.
There you go. Well, here I have some really good news. I haven't even shared this really with you yet. The Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe, Samantha, we've been invited to our third annual Best Sandwich Competition.
How?
What do you mean how? Somebody.
And by who?
I don't have all the details.
And where?
It's virtual, right? Because there's a pandemic going on. So it's a virtual competition.
Okay.
Right? It's the third annual. Remember I entered with smashed potatoes? Remember? And I won. I'm a real chef. I'm a real chef. Yes, and remember, and I won with my smash. I was last year's was side dish, and I did smashed potatoes. And remember, I got
and
a medal.
Now we're doing.
I don't know what I'm not sure what sandwich to do. What any suggestions?
Okay. How about a good Reuben?
No, because I don't like Reuben, right? So I don't support that sandwich. I'm thinking maybe
you
like
don't support. You don't support corned beef.
I don't understand where the corned beef comes from, right? So I don't get corned beef. So I can't get behind something I don't get. I'm thinking maybe like a turkey and cranberry with some stuffing.
That's been done.
Well, they've all been done, but how good can you do them? Right? It's not an invention.
Yes. Okay. Well, I go for it, I guess.
How about good luck, Lisa?
Or good luck. I hope you win this weird contest. I think that only you think.
I'm really, really, really a real chef. Honest, I am.
I don't think it's real. That's the problem.
Last year, remember I got the plaque? Said you're the best. Remember? Said you're the best.
Lisa, I believe.
I sent you a picture and I'm holding it.
And this is not real. I do believe it's not real.
I sent you a picture of me and my medal.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not real. No, it's not real.
So I'm kind of like the reigning champion. I'm really, really, really a real chef.
I am. Honest,
no, I'm like the reigning champion, Samantha.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
That's what I'll be doing this weekend.
Okay, fine.
Stay tuned for the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Well, this weekend, I'm hoping to go outside and maybe smell lilacs. That would be nice.
Oh.
Maybe things are starting to grow.
Are you able to go outside?
Because lilacs remind me, well, I can get as far as the deck.
Okay, well.
And if they open the door, I might be able to smell something from outside.
There you go. There you go. Right?
But mom and dad have a lilac bush. And I was just thinking, because they were just talking about it, and I was just like, oh, I remember lilacs. I like lilacs.
We had a lilac bush, too. Half of it grew on our property, and the other half grew on Grandma Lowe's property. So there was always this big, those are our lilacs, no, they're Grandma Lowe's lilacs, right? But I agree. I think that lilacs take me back to Stainer, Ontario, 1974.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can smell, yeah. Right?
And then they take me back. Yeah, they take me back to Oliver, circa mid 1970s, just before we moved.
Yeah.
And Grandma Sperling had huge bushes in her backyard.
Now, aren't there white lilacs too?
Yeah,
and they look like those popcorn balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like the purple lilacs.
Yeah, they're just lovely. They don't live very long.
No. No, they don't. You're absolutely right. Is there any other smells that take you back to your childhood?
Mm-hmm. Bubblegum ice cream.
Okay, right. You know, for me, it's cigarette smoke. That's a big one. Whenever I smell cigarette smoke, it takes me back to my youth. Right? It really does.
Oh, my God.
It was really just touches my heart.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, right? Totally.
It actually reminds me of my childhood.
Right? Totally just reminds me of my childhood cigarettes. That's something that kids of today are never going to have, the smell of cigarette smoke in their house.
Yeah, yeah, because that reminds you of, like, you know, when your parents had friends over, or they had parties, or the family came over, or it was Christmas, or it was a big, you know, whatever, gathering of family or friends or whatever.
And everybody smoked.
And it would be smoked. Drank, played cards.
Right? Used whatever as an ashtray.
So you would smell like smoke. Oh. Everything around you smelled like smoke.
Right? Like we would have gone to school every day smelling like smoke.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and you think of it now when you smell somebody that like has smoked, you're like, oh God, you like coil.
Yeah, you do.
Right? And that would have been us. But,
speaking of smoke, though, what about smoke mixed with somebody's perfume?
Oh, you know what perfume reminds me of my youth is, remember that powdery old lady perfume, Anae?
Yeah.
Right? Like, everybody's grandma had Anae. And then what was that one in the 80s that we had, and it was that white bottle looked like an exclamation?
Oh,
remember, there was that perfume too.
I know what you're talking about. What is it called?
And then remember, and then all the preppy girls went through a phase where we would wear the Ralph Lauren men's perfume.
Yeah,
right? Because we didn't care because that was just the smell.
Yeah, it was the smell.
Yeah, it was the smell because it was Ralph Lauren. But yeah, like old lady perfume.
Oh my God. Yes, but you know, and then you know what else I like the smell is the smell of gasoline.
I love a good gasoline smell.
Yeah.
That
harkens back to when my dad worked at one of the gas stations in Oliver when I was still a kid, like before we moved.
Okay.
And I remember that waiting for him, you know, because he was closing up and stuff. And I would hang out by the gas pumps.
Yeah.
And like the smell of gasoline.
Right. Because the smell of gas is so
good.
And
the smell of tires, because they sold tires at that. Yeah. Because it was like a automotive place, but they sold gas too.
Okay.
So dad was the mechanic, but he pump gas too. So, but it was the smell of tires.
It's so funny, hey? It's like so where I work, they're doing a lot of renovations, and I can smell. I smell epoxy, and I'm like, oh, I love the smell of a good epoxy. Right? Like that is a good smell that epoxy is. Right?
That is so weird, hey?
Yeah, that and a bingo dabber. That's my weakness.
Yeah, bingo dabbers.
That's my weakness. Or who doesn't open up a marker and sniff it?
Well, this is true.
Right? It's like we never get rid of that.
That's
ever.
True. Yeah. Very, very true.
You know.
I don't know. But those, like, I think that anything that kind of, it could be anything at this point. I mean, we've lived so long, Lisa. We're in our 50s, right? For Christ's sake.
We are in our 50s.
We're ancient.
We're in our twilight years. Right? Sorry, did your boyfriend not tell us that we needed to get those things for our glasses? Chains?
Chains for our eyeglasses.
Oh, right. Holy. Right?
Oh my God, I'm not there yet.
Definitely. Or ever.
Or ever
am I there.
Okay, but I was watching, last week I was watching Ross Matthews and Drew Barrymore, and they were doing this new TikTok trend on her show with weighted hula hoops.
Okay.
Which reminded me of Jenny Knott, because she's a hula hooper.
And she could do that, right?
And she can do this stuff. And I thought, you need to talk to Jenny Knott. Yeah. And then I was like, and then so they were trying it out. Drew could not hula. Ross could hula hoop.
And Drew could not.
No.
Interesting.
He was like keeping that thing around his waist. He was doing great. But then it reminded me of when we attempted this, but it wasn't a hula hoop.
Well, we did hula hoop. We weren't successful. Yes.
But we also did. We hula hooped, which we sucked at. Yeah. But then didn't we also do the lemon thingy?
Yeah. Remember how good I was at it?
The ankle thing.
Don't you remember how good I was?
No, you sucked at it. I was really good at it. You were lazy. Good. You dragged it.
I still hopped over it. I walked over it.
You didn't hop.
I didn't hop. I didn't feel like I didn't need to hop.
Skinny legs over top of it.
Right? I know you got right into it like you were 7. And I'm like, that seems like way too much effort.
Well, because I actually could do it. I was surprised that I remembered how to. But we couldn't hula. Neither one of us were good at that.
No, we couldn't hula at all.
We sucked at that.
Yeah. Jenny Knott, that girl can hula.
That girl can hula.
I think she's got a hula body.
She does.
You and I don't got hula bodies.
No, we don't.
No, right? Unless, I don't even know. I don't even know like how you even hula. And she took classes too.
She did.
Right? That's how good she was.
But I was just like, I have a memory. I remember us doing this.
Right? It's like a flashback. I mean, was it a PTSD almost?
It was almost PTSD.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But then Drew Barrymore. Okay, Lisa, I'm watching this show.
Good.
Like, because it's got Ross Matthews on it, so I'm in it for
and you
like
got,
a little
and you
bit.
Got a little time to kill.
I got a little time to kill. Right. Okay, so they were doing a segment. It's Drew's News, right? Which is when Ross Matthews shows up, and you pose the question: are bagels overrated? Well, oddly enough, on this, it's like your brainwave and what we talk about, and
so everybody's tapping into me.
Everybody's tapping into it.
It's no wonder I wake up exhausted in the morning. God, it's like everybody just plugs into it at nighttime, right? And I don't get a good sleep.
You don't get a good sleep. Okay, but apparently, well, you know that New York is famous for their bagels, right? Apparently it's the water, it's how the dough rises and all that kind of fun stuff. But apparently, rocked the world. There was a New York Times food critic that said Cali made better bagels.
Really?
Yes, and the New York mayor tweeted out, no, they don't.
He's pretty defensive. Sounds pretty defensive.
So they tasted bagels from New York and they loved it and whatever. And all that got me thinking was, what is Saskatoon famous for?
Nothing.
No, come on.
Oh, well, what are we famous for?
Bridges. We got a lot of bridges for a tiny little city.
Everybody's got bridges.
We got a lot for this city.
It doesn't
we're pretty.
Matter.
We're pretty.
Everybody's pretty.
No, we're not. No, Regina's not pretty.
It's pretty. You're just saying that because we've been brought up to not say that. Right? That's all.
It's the one thing we got.
You've been brainwashed.
I think Saskatoon is famous for...
We have our Saskatoon berry. That's all we have.
Well, maybe.
Right? We have a berry, Samantha.
Hmm. Right? I feel like we need to think about, I think we're famous for something though.
Like, I think that it's a great city, but I don't think we're like, we're not like known for, oh yeah, you got to go to Saskatoon and have bagels.
No, but like, what would you come to Saskatoon for?
Because you're driving to Alberta. Pierogies, maybe? Because, no, you can get pierogies in other places.
You come, yeah, but to maybe the best ones are here.
I don't think they are. You come to Saskatoon because you're going through Saskatoon. And people accidentally stop. No,
Saskatoon is pretty.
What do you do in Saskatoon?
We have, okay, I know.
France of the prairies.
We've been called the Paris of the prairies.
Right.
Okay, can you just let me talk, or are you just going to talk over me the whole time?
But we're not that. We're not that.
Fine. Okay. I'm just saying, we got to be famous for something.
Well, okay. Why can't we just be famous for the berry?
Okay. Well, I was going, well, maybe Saskatoon could be put on the map because Sam and Lisa live here.
Well, for sure we're famous for that.
Famous podcast. I shake my head with Lisa and Sam.
I think that,
have you heard of it?
That should probably go on like the sign as you drive into the city. Right? Maybe that would make sense.
Yeah, we're not the land of living skies anymore.
No, right? We are the land of Lisa and Sam. Just ask Ryan Kelly and Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Right? And Drew Barrymore, because she's apparently joining us as well.
Of course. That's our reach. I didn't know that's where you were going with that. Sorry. Because I thought if I said we were famous for us, you would have like called me a fathead or something.
Oh, wow. We're tying ourselves to so many famous people. We might as well start tying ourselves to the city we live in.
Well, that's fine. We can certainly do that. Absolutely, we can do that. We're famous and for a berry.
And for a
berry. Right? And for a berry. Right? Can't take the Saskatoon berry out of Saskatoon.
No, we cannot.
Right? That's for sure. All right. Samantha,
keep the berry.
Here's something that I got a little rage about.
Okay.
Passwords.
Don't. I hate them.
They're getting so complicated. And then do you want to save it? And everybody says don't save it, right? Because it's not safe to save. How are you supposed to remember an uppercase, a lowercase, a number, and an exclamation mark?
Or a question mark.
How are you supposed to, like, why do we need those things? Why can't just be enough?
Because somebody's going to guess that. Anybody who knows you is going to guess that.
Right? That or why can't it be enough? Now it's got to be squiggle, 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 exclamation. Right? I'm like, come on. Right?
You realize you just used one of your passwords.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't know. Why? What's wrong with that?
Because someone could hack your account.
Why? What, would they? I don't even know if it's...
Yes.
I don't know which one's...
Jesus. That's all right. I just marked it so I can bleep it out. Because you used one of your passwords, you big dummy.
Please, keep it in, but bleep it out.
Yeah,
it doesn't scare me. Because I have two that I use, John.
No,
my God.
Yes, I know, because I have the passwords to most of your accounts.
I know.
I know the Everybody two that you does. Use. Right.
And my bank card is my...
Oh, my Stop. God, don't do Stop. That! Oh. Jesus, what is wrong with
Stop.
You?
Stop! Stop!
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
my
not scared
goodness.
Of stuff like that.
Ugh.
And you wonder why you get get porno in your...
Yeah. Mm.
And threatening hacked. Porno emails.
All right. All I got to tell you is go to LastPass. Use LastPass. You can put it on your phone and then everything, and you search it, and it has your password. You can do all the stuff. It picks passwords for you. You don't even have to know them. Just go in and use LastPass. Jeez. All right.
How do you fix this?
Go back to the funny. Oh, this is staying in.
You're just bleeping out my information, are you?
Yeah, I gotta bleep out your information because you're giving everybody your passwords that you're complaining about.
Okay.
I'm not scared of that, right? I'd take a stand, whatever.
Why wouldn't you be scared of that?
Really?
The next time they hack, they take your stuff. What if they come in and they take the Facebook page and change the name, and now you can't get into it and you have no control over it, and they take all your stuff away because that's what they do?
Then I just will phone Jimmy Fallon and say, give it back, Jimmy.
Oh my God, you're delusional.
That's all right.
Back to the funny.
Okay, so again, apparently everybody's got a little rage about passwords. and how they're used.
And how they're used. And how they should be stored, apparently.
I guess so. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew that, oh my God, the world's going to stop now? Right? I got nothing nobody wants. I live in a West Side dumpy apartment.
Yes, that's true.
What do I got? I got to drive a clown car.
You do drive a clown car.
Come on, people, right? You don't have to hack it. Just ask.
Yeah, just ask.
That's all I'm saying.
She'll give you the dollar that she has.
Yeah, I'll give you the dollar. Give me the dollar in my account that keeps it open. You betcha. So Samantha, oh my goodness, last week I was talking about how Mike was, he's already started his pigeon gate.
Yes. Are we doing the CD thing hanging from the, no?
We're not. You know what we're doing instead?
What?
Reflective owls.
Why?
I don't know. He bought them online. So it's these cutout owls that are like metallic.
Okay.
And you hang them from the roof.
Okay.
And apparently they scare the pigeons away.
Really?
Yeah. But here, you want to know my honest observation so far?
Okay.
Dear Mike, if you're going to use that, then you have to make sure that you use string tight enough that they don't just fly away over the patio.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
That's all that they're doing. That's all we're doing is going down 3 flights of stairs to pick them up off the ground.
Then he's not tying them tight enough.
I don't know. They're not very heavy. So it's not a big wind that's going to take those owls away. So I don't know. I'm like, you've purchased very high maintenance pigeon detractors.
You always... Why?
Right?
You own fake pets that cause you grief.
Do you remember the year we had like the fake owl that when it was too windy, I had to bring it inside?
Yes, because
it's
you
like
guys
it's a fake owl.
Yeah, you were worried about it.
We're worried about it.
But the fake owl.
I know. So I don't know what he's gonna
imagine
do.
What you would be like or he would be like with a pet.
Imagine if we had a baby.
Oh my God.
Right? You imagine if we ever had a baby? How crazy would that life have been?
Been bad.
Oh my God, right?
Oh my God.
Ask yourself that question, Samantha. Oh, what would have happened if the Gibsons had a baby?
Oh God, Hilda would have come down and lived with you.
Right? She'd still be here because our baby would only be 21.
Right? She's like, don't worry, dear. I've got this one.
Why are you in a two-bed? Why did you not move into a bigger space with the baby? Seemed fine for me.
Right. I've got it, Mikey. Let me...
Right? Ask yourself that question, Samantha.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is the best time of Lisa's life in this podcast. It's time for... Guess who's got questions? Lisa's got questions. It's Lisa's Question Corner!
Okay, Samantha. So a couple things. One thing I noticed the other night, right? I decided to make myself some popcorn, right? You know, just the Orville Redenbacher popcorn. And We always buy the non-butter one, right? So guess who's got to put butter on it? This girl. So I put my butter on the popcorn. I'm sitting in the chair, just eating a few pieces. One piece falls onto my t-shirt. Why does that one piece of popcorn have to stain my shirt?
It's the law of averages, maybe? Law of attraction?
What makes butter stain my shirt? Why is butter stainable?
Because butter is fat, and fat is oily, and it just stains, Lisa.
That's my question. That doesn't make any sense.
That's what you get for being greedy with butter.
I know, right? I was dripping in butter. And then it was on my shirt, and I'm like, good thing it's just my at-home shirt. Right?
Were you wearing your at-home glasses?
Of course. I'm always at my at-home glasses when I get at home. Right? My at-work glasses don't even come out of the bag.
All right.
Until they go back to work. So, okay, that was my question. Okay, so butter stains.
Yes.
I always thought that just things that stained were like things like with a color.
No.
Like grass.
No.
No. Or tomato sauce, I understand staining. Yes. I don't understand something that you really can't see staining. Just saying. Okay, here's another one. Think of this one, Samantha. Here's a question for you. Why do we have to stare at ourselves when we get a haircut? We're kind of at our ugliest right then.
because we need to see how ugly we are. And then when our hair is done, how pretty we become.
You think that's it? Like, it's like we're becoming a butterfly or something. Is that what we're doing?
Yes. It's the butterfly effect.
Right. Because we look ugly. Yeah. We're fugly.
You're going from a moth to a butterfly.
Just like that. So that's the reason why we got to stare at ourselves.
Yes.
Because it's in that moment when I realize that my eyes are looking like they're getting old. Right? As I stare at myself and then I'm like, oh, I think maybe my eyebrows are getting a little darker too.
Or you start looking at it like, oh, look at my three chins and my saggy jowls. And
right? How's my gobble?
How's this looking for me? Right? Why is my gobble
off to the side and not just in the middle? One side of my double chin is no double chin. The other side of my double chin, just on one side. Answer that question too if you do.
I don't know.
Samantha, who decided we needed to put nail polish on our toes?
On our toes?
Yeah.
Probably somebody who needed a job.
You think so?
Because it's pretty. It just accent-y. Because if you're going to put nail polish on your fingernails, putting it on your toes is just...
But not everybody puts it on their fingernails.
I know.
Okay.
For those people who like fingernail polish, Lisa, unlike yourself.
I don't like fingernail polish. No. I used to be okay with a clear, and then I'm like, it's too much work for a clear.
Too much work.
It's too much work for something that nobody really sees but me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
People do see your hands, though.
They do. They do. So you have to keep them looking nice, right? It's important to be well manicured, but they don't need to be high maintenance hands. Those are my questions, Samantha.
So you think nail polish on your toes is high maintenance?
No, I think that it's fine. I think, you know my issue, right? I bring out that nail polish that you gave me. I put it on my toes in the summer.
And it's too old, so you should buy new.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even know what to do. I wouldn't even know where to even look for nail polish.
Oh, good God.
You're going to have to... Do you have an old one you can give me?
No.
Like a neutral?
No.
Because that's what I don't mind it, but I just want a neutral.
Okay.
I don't want a crazy color.
All right.
And then I want one that comes off, because remember, you played that trick on me.
It comes off?
It didn't come
you
off.
You weren't doing it right.
It did not come off.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come off at all.
Okay. I'm not having this conversation again.
I'm just saying.
I'm not having this conversation again, Lisa.
Samantha, I'm just saying. It didn't come off, no matter what you think. You know what?
The fact that you can't follow simple instructions is not my fault.
Oh, please. Moving right along.
Okay. So do we feel sorry for Biden's German Shepherd? It got booted back to Delaware.
But he's biting.
I know. He bit a security guard.
That's a bad dog, right?
That was not a good idea.
Right? We don't reward bad behavior, so
no,
he can't
we don't.
Stay there. He has
but
to be punished.
But they worded it as, oh, the dogs were going back anyways to Delaware. Are you sure?
I don't think so. I don't think I believe that.
No, I don't think so.
You know, maybe he'll come back after. Maybe he needs to go to school.
I think he probably does need to go to school.
You know what he needs? He needs to go to the Checkers Pashevitz School of Good Dogs. Because that dog is smart, handsome, and good. Right? The HHG, she sent me a video today, and that dog is catching. He's catching.
Aww.
Yeah, right? And he can sit. He can do everything. He's a superstar. He's the official dog of our podcast, I think.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, he's like a superstar.
Cool.
HHG's been convalescing too, hey, because she had a bad back.
Oh, she hasn't been at work?
No, she's been working, but she went and got some medication for it to help herself.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, but she was in bad. She would send me like a nighttime Snapchat of her trying to get out of bed. Wasn't pretty.
Oh, for God's sake.
Wasn't pretty, but yet she could still do the camera. I'm like, way to go. Look at you. Right? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Of course, there is.
But she was, so you guys were both, I was at one point last weekend, I think on Sunday, I was officially the healthiest friend. Right? I moved up in status. Right? Because you were down, she was down, and I was up. I'm like, I think I'm the healthy one here.
Oh, look at you go.
I know, right? In the group. Isn't that so funny? Okay, you know what else was kind of funny but weird and a little bit made me mad?
Hmm.
I don't watch the show. I gave up on it a couple seasons ago. The Masked Singer.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking about rewatching it, right? And then I saw it last week and I'm like, nope. And there's the reason why I can't. I can't cope with the fact that Kermit the Frog was the snail.
Right? I was kind of curious as to what was in the snail.
Kermit.
And how they, like, how were they housing this person? How tall was this person?
Well, Kermit's not very tall.
No, but the person who plays Kermit.
Where is
he? Has to be a certain size, right?
Is he in the snail? They didn't show him. They just showed Kermit.
I know. So I think it was a little weird to have Kermit come out of the snail.
Yeah.
It was a little weird.
Yeah. I would have rather seen Miss Piggy.
Well, that would have been funny because maybe the next person, maybe tonight was Miss Piggy.
I don't know.
Maybe they're going through all the Muppets.
Maybe. Maybe they are. It's hard to say. I'm just like, why is Kermit the snail?
Oh.
And then I'm like, nope. And I am officially done with you.
And we're done.
And we're done. Just like
okay.
that.
Okay. So I'm at Shea Sperling, right?
Yeah.
So I'm watching their shows.
Yes.
So I watched a show called Whitewater Gold Rush.
Okay.
Lisa.
Samantha.
I officially, and then I watched another show last night about a gold rush, but this was in Alaska.
Oh, I've seen that one.
This guy made $13 million in one season, and it's only a couple months long.
Yeah.
$13 million panning for gold.
They're getting the gold.
Lisa.
You want to do
that? What would it take you? What would it take for you to pan for gold?
It wouldn't take very much if that's what, if that's the outcome.
Well, there's like big machinery. There's some stuff.
I think we can do it. I think we can do it, right? Look at how good I am at like cooking and forging. Right? Like look at all, like, and I can like hunt big tuna.
Oh, like I'm willing to dig dirt, but the whitewater gold rush, I'm not willing to do the water one. Because they go down into the water, into these like pits.
Yeah.
And they're like going after the bedrock in the water. I feel like it's very dangerous to do that.
I think we need to just stay. I think I just want my sifter and the dirt and a little bit of water.
You need a sluicer? A sluicer? I don't know. And then like there's just so many like, oh my God. I'm just like, and then they were pouring the gold into this bowl and it was like, he had made over 6,000, that was 6,800 ounces, and that was $13 million.
Holy hey. And he's probably not, and he's not done yet.
And they're not done.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
And I'm like, what?
Right?
Why isn't everybody panning for gold?
Right? Exactly. Right? Why isn't everybody on Oak Island looking for the treasure?
Oh my God, that's my mother watches out.
I'm just saying, right? I know all those shows. So crazy. So crazy. Hey, Samantha, do you remember being a kid and having a windbreaker with the front pouch?
Of course, because it was the 70s.
Wouldn't you love to? I would love a front pouch jacket again.
No.
Where everything could just go there. Wallet keys right there.
Phone wallet keys.
Right in your front pouch.
Well, then you might as well just get a fanny pack.
Well, I know, but what looks better, the front pouch or the fanny pack?
Well, because the fanny pack doesn't have to be worn around your waist. It can like be like cross body.
Yes.
If it's big enough.
But if you need a windbreaker, then you need the front pouch. I just think that front pouch, right? Foam wallet keys. I'm like, that's perfect for foam wallet keys.
It is. And you know what? Everything's coming back. So just wait a half a second.
Right.
And you're going to get your wish for the windbreaker. I'm pretty sure.
That's what I think I would wear it proudly.
I'm feeling pretty confident.
And then I could see me like kicking my bay bag to the curb, right? Because I have everything I need in my front pouch. It'd be my new purse.
Oh my God. In the middle of the summer, I'm just wearing my windbreaker because it's my phone wallet keys.
It's got my phone wallet keys. It's my new purse. It's my windbreaker.
Okay. This is even better. Get the windbreaker that folds up into a fanny pack. Right?
Unwrap it. And then there's all the treasures.
It's what we call in Canada. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer right there. Right? I think it would be perfect. Right? I would never need a purse. Right, everything would just be in my front pouch. Oh, I can get that. Straight.
And I feel like it needs to either be blue, orange, or red.
Yeah, I would go orange for sure. Right? I just think it would be like, I hope it comes back.
Oh, for sure it's coming back.
I hope it comes back. Okay, here's something new. Well, I don't think it's new, but maybe it's making a bit of a comeback again. Cupcakes.
Yes.
I saw a show and they had pull apart cupcake treats. So yes. For example, envision Samantha, if you will, an alligator, and each part of the alligator is made out of a green cupcake.
Yes.
How wonderful is that world to be a part of? That's what I'm saying.
It's a cupcake cake.
It's a cupcake cake.
It's a cupcake cake.
It's the best of everything because it's a cupcake cake.
It's a 3C.
Right? It is a cupcake cake. Like, there is nothing better than like a triple C.
It is right? A cupcake cake. Like, it is all good.
It's all good. And what would you lean towards more? Cupcake or cake?
Well, I like a good cupcake.
And you know what? If you loved a good cake, that's fine. You could have a good cake, but why wouldn't you just want a cupcake cake?
Exactly.
Right? It's all the great. That to me is what 2021 is about. It's about finding those things that just touch on all parts of me, Samantha, and just make all parts of my heart happy. Like the front pouch. Cupcake cake. Right? Just things like that. Those are the things.
We're going backwards in time.
We're going backwards in time, right? But if that's what makes us happy, then that's what we need to do.
Then go for it.
Right?
I'm about to buy some wide leg jeans. Not because I really want to.
Are you giving in?
It's out of necessity.
Well, oh, yeah.
Because my big fat cast is not going to fit with my tight skinny jeans.
No. So you're buying outside clothes for your cast.
I'm going to buy a pair of outside clothes and see how I feel about it.
For when you go outside?
I'm hoping to go outside because if I don't go outside in the next 3 months, I'm probably going to lose my noodle.
No, you're going to lose your noodle way before 3 months. I'll tell you that right now. And your parents, they're already swinging from the top roof.
My mother, I think I've become officially a picky eater.
That's funny. Do you have a little bell? Oh, princess, what did you need? Right.
Okay, but speaking of moms,
yeah.
It was Mother's Day in the UK the other day.
Yes, it was.
And Prince William, his children made cards in remembrance of Granny Princess Diana.
That's so nice, eh?
Isn't that adorable?
They're good family.
They are.
Hey, Harry, what are you doing?
Harry got someone to place flowers on his mother's grave.
Which is nice, too, however.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Harry's still in the bad books.
He's still in the bad
books. I'm just saying. But that's nice. That you know, I think that's nice that that Diana still has a place in their lives.
Well, yes.
You know, I think that's pretty cool.
I agree.
You know what I think is weird? So that Harry interview, Samantha, the furniture they were sitting on at Oprah's Friends,
yes.
Right? Because it wasn't Oprah's furniture. It was Oprah's Friends furniture, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch made that furniture.
Okay. So thank you for answering that question because I'm like, who do I give it? Like, do I care about Peter Brady? Why do I care?
You do. That's where he's from.
Right. From the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, it's the Peter Knight collection, but we know him as Peter Brady.
Really?
Right. He's a designer.
He makes furniture.
Yeah, and that chair was $600 each.
Wow.
That's a lot for a lawn chair.
That's a lot for a lawn chair.
It's a lot for a lawn chair, Samantha. That's how you know you're rich, right? You're buying $600 lawn chairs.
You're buying furniture right? That sits outside that is more expensive than potentially a couch.
Right? You're buying furniture. This is how you know you're rich, Samantha. You're buying furniture for outside that doesn't fold up and collapse. Oh, right? That's how you know you're rich.
And it's not plastic. It's actually wood.
Right? And it didn't come with a little bag that it goes back into. Right?
Oh my God.
Isn't that so funny?
That is so expensive.
And it sold out everywhere.
Of course it did.
Right?
Well, isn't he lucky?
That's the Oprah effect.
That is the Oprah
effect. The Oprah effect. Okay. I don't know about you, but this weather is mixing me up.
It's nice.
It's nice, but then it's still cold in the mornings.
Well, because it's still not summer.
No, but you know what I feel? I feel like we've gone from sweater weather. To saucy season.
Oh, like
when I was at the grocery store, it's saucy season. Saucy season. Right?
And what are you doing for saucy season?
Nothing yet. I'm still just looking.
Oh, you're debating.
I'm debating. That'll take me a few weeks, right? I fear that my grocery shopping days are dwindling.
Uh-oh. How come?
I think I take too long.
Oh, yes. Of course,
right? Because I'm by myself.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I think that's a big thing. I think that's a big factor, right? Like, what takes you so long? And I always forget one thing. Because by the end, I'm bored. Like, this time, I didn't get the margarine. Mike's like, oh, you forgot margarine. Oh, shit. How did I forget that? I'll tell you how I forgot it. It was sitting right beside the block of cheese. But by the time I got to the block of cheese, I was done. I wasn't going to the next cooler and opening that door for margarine. I stopped at the block of cheese.
I did. That's exactly how your brain works.
I wasn't having fun anymore. I wanted to go home.
Oh my god. One step more and she would have got margarine. Fuck that shit.
Margarine. Fuck you, margarine. There's two more of you in my fridge. I know there is. Not today. Oh my god. Right?
I am not surprised that you take too long and that you always forget something.
I know.
And this is what Michael gets for letting you go by yourself.
I know. And so he told me, we were talking about groceries, like, yeah, I think I'll go on Friday. Oh, I'm working.
Yes, and that's why.
I think I'm being kicked to the curb.
Yes, you are. Right.
But isn't that so true with the margarine?
If you hadn't taken too long, or even if you had taken too long, but because you forgot stuff, you were inconveniencing his well thought out grocery extravaganza. Exactly. Experience.
Because right now we only have one margarine in backup and one that we're using. There's not the second one, right? And all I thought was, you know what? We just opened that margarine. Fuck you, margarine. You're not coming home this week. I'm done shopping. Be thankful, cheese, a block of cheese that you got a new home. Right? Because you know what? Because that whole row of coolers, that's not a fun row to shop.
No.
Like, I'd like to go home with no dairy products, because that's not fun, dairy. Dairy's not fun.
Dairy is not fun.
No, right?
Unless it involves ice cream.
But that's in a different spot. That's not where
that's not that spot.
It's not that spot.
That's not the good cheese.
It's not. No, yeah. Right? It's the cheese and the milk and the eggs. Ugh, I hate that row. Right? So, yeah. One more step.
Oh, my God.
One more step, and I would have completed the task.
Okay,
But I didn't do it.
Serves you right. That's why you don't get to go grocery shopping this week.
I know. But at least I'm just still learning what all the sauces are, right? So I'm like, you can't take me away. I haven't picked my sauces. Right?
Well, you're going to have to get back into his good graces. Congratulations. And I'm not sure how you're going to do that.
So. I don't know now, right? I was given the opportunity opened up and...
He was testing you. He tested you twice and you failed both times.
Both times I failed. Yeah. Both times.
Oh, I know. My God.
I know.
How you didn't know that was a test with him is beyond me.
Well, I wondered, but I'm just like, I'm just done. I'm over, right? The block of cheese, I'm like, oh. I'm done now.
Oh,
now I need
God.
To be done.
Okay.
And I don't care. But the best support, but the award for best actress should go to Lisa, because when he's like, hey, you didn't get margarine. I'm like, oh my God, how the hell did I forget margarine? And I played it. I did that, right? Like, oh, are you serious? How? And then, you know, a couple minutes later, I'm like, I can't believe I forgot the margarine. Right? So I played it good. I played it up.
All right, Lisa.
I know. Sorry.
I doubt it, but sure.
I know, right? I know.
Okay, so on to Facebook Tuesday.
Whoa, hey.
I had a feeling that people would have opinions about who to kick to the curb of the Sesame Street gang.
Did you? Well, you know what? I felt confident that they weren't going to love Elmo, because I think our listener, we didn't grow up with Elmo.
No, we didn't grow up
with Elmo. So, right? I think Elmo's annoying to us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Like shut up,
Elmo. Right? Like, nobody cares about you, Elmo.
Right? But the close second was Grover and the Count.
Yeah. Hey.
Couple of very strong people, voices about Big Bird.
And a couple about Bert.
Couple of bumpers.
But everybody loved Ernie, which made my heart so happy.
Yes, everybody loved Ernie.
Because all I thought was, if people go after Ernie like they went after Alf, I'm done. Yeah.
But a lot of childhood memories with this one, and I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple people who were like, I can't choose. Don't make me choose.
I know,
like,
right?
It's okay. Calm down. You have your reasons.
I had
perfectly all right.
I had to laugh at the dirty hippie because the dirty hippie kicked the count to the curb. And the dirty hippie went on to say, you know, you think you're so funny, nobody needs to laugh after counting. 1, 2, 3, ha ha ha. Right? That's not funny. Nobody finds counting funny. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so good. I'm like, it's so true, hippie.
That is so true.
Yeah, that's good. That was a lot of fun.
It was a good day. It was another good Tuesday, Lisa. You stress out about it all the time, guys.
I know. Like, and you know what? And Mary Beth and my sister were enjoying our banter about driving today.
Oh.
on your Would You Rather Wednesday. Mary Beth Martin put, I am really enjoying this. And that was just you and I.
I believe my last comeback was, yes, with your one good eye, you'd rather look at your phone than watch the road.
And then mine was, I always have a plan. Right? So funny. It was fun.
It was good. But you guys, invite your people to our Facebook page. You too could participate in these crazy daily chit chats that we have as we post in our Facebook group. So, you know, join us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can talk to us on any social media platform. We are there for you. If you'd like to support the podcast, we have Patreon or Podbean Patreon. Patreon is patreon.com/ishakemyhand. If you go to Podbean and search for us, there's a bag that's over top of my head, apparently. You just hit that and it takes you to Patreon, Podbean Patreon. We do have merch, so you could go to Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. You too could have some memorabilia of Sam. It could be a mug. It could be a bag. It could be a wine cooler. Like, it's hard to say now.
It's, who knows what?
A t-shirt.
It could almost be anything you want.
And again, we'll just mention, don't get the shower curtain.
Don't. It's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy. You can find us on pod.link/ismh or ismhead.podbean.com. And we are part of the Podfix Network, and we are very happy to be there. They're a great bunch of people, lots of great podcasts to check out. So definitely check it out.
Absolutely.
But I got some news. I'm concerned about my bestie, J-Lo.
I was concerned.
Because, like, it's like, what, you together, you're not together, you're not split up, they've just taken the engagement off the table.
It was like a yo-yo on the weekend.
It was a yo and a yo.
Make up your mind, you two.
But she's been silent on her IG account.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been posting lots of stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm just like, okay. So I feel like, you know, I'm on the side of J-Lo.
Of course.
Because there's been rumors that A-Rod, he might have been a dirty bird.
Dirty bird alert. And then, you know what? And then my question would be, J-Lo is your significant other.
Uh-huh.
You need to dip your wick someplace else.
I know.
You need to get your dinky stinky somewhere else. Come on. I know that makes zero sense to me.
It makes zero sense to me as well. Like
J-Lo makes zero sense to her too.
Right? Like they're apparently in therapy, and there's rumors of a hookup with a woman from another show, a reality show called Southern Charm, which is totally a rumor, but he has been known to cheat on women.
He has been known to
cheat. So the fact that they're in therapy, I'm really hoping it's going to work. I'm really hoping they are still together. I think they still make a good couple.
I think they're back together this week.
Oh, well, I think they were never apart. The rumor was that they split, but it was just they put the engagement thing on hold.
Well, thank God.
I know. But I was just like, not to J-Lo.
No, not
Don't
to
do
J-Lo,
that.
Right?
Not to her.
No.
She's awesome sauce. She works hard for her money, and she like is, you know.
She's J-Lo, for Christ's sake.
She's J-Lo, for Christ's sake.
She's J-Lo, right? Come on. Right?
Get with it, people.
Ugh. Makes no sense.
I know, right?
Makes no sense.
Anyways, okay. So moving on, because apparently A classic Gap, I couldn't believe this. A classic Gap hoodie is worth thousands of dollars now.
You still have one?
No.
I don't have one anymore. I had one.
Did you?
Yeah, at some point.
I'm sure we all did, right? That was the big deal.
That was the big deal, right? You have a gap across your chest with a hood.
Well, and then it was, what was it? What was the next big thing?
There were so many. There was...
Roots was big when we were growing up.
Roots was big. Club Monaco.
Club Monaco. And then what's the beaver one?
Oh, Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek.
Right? There was a coconut.
Beaver Canoe. No, it was Beaver Canoe.
Right? There was a Coconut Joe.
Yes, Coconut Joe.
Right? There was, do you remember the United Colors of Benetton?
Yes. Oh my God. Do they still exist?
I don't know. Huh. Esprit was really big.
Oh, Esprit doesn't exist anymore.
No. No.
Huh. Yeah, Esprit was big.
Yeah.
Man, we knew brand names back then.
The world was a brand name. That's all that you knew was brand names.
Well,
right?
Now it's things like H&M and...
Yeah. Right. But it's all not the same.
Old Navy.
It's not the same.
But Smith, you don't think Old Navy hoodies are classic?
I don't think it's going to have the same kick.
No.
Nope. I don't think so. Okay. But along the same lines, that's for sure. Samantha. So... I'm really, really, I got issues with something. I got issues. Uh-oh. I got issues this week.
Oh, okay. Let's talk it through.
Okay. Dear the Pope.
Uh-oh.
What did I read this week? I read that the Catholic Church will not bless same-sex unions because, in quotes, God does not and cannot bless sin. Okay. So we're not that podcast, so it's going to be brief. Dear the Pope.
Dear the Pope.
First off, your Catholic Church is so dated, it needs an update.
It does.
Right? It's circling. It's like just circling, right? In the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
It needs an update.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when I read that, I'm like, you know what? I'm not super religious by any means, but I have to believe in my heart that's not what my God would think.
Well, and that's when I heard that, I thought the same thing.
Because I believe, and we've said this since we started the podcast, right? People are just supposed to be two things, be a good human being mm-hmm. and just love.
Yeah. And just right? love.
Doesn't matter who you love or how you love, just be good and love.
And love. And kind and caring and understanding and empathetic
yeah.
goes a long way.
Yeah.
And this does not show that.
The statement does not show that. No.
Because they're so attached to their doctrine that they refuse to see past it or yeah. through it or imagine it in a different way
but yet still allow all of the horrors of the church to take place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think God's happy with that.
No.
Right?
So I don't know. I just feel like this is just another thing that keeps us from moving forward.
I know, right? It's like, dear the Pope, right? It's not like the turn of, like, it's not like BC. It's not before Christ anymore.
No.
Right? And it's 2021. And the world is moving on with or without you, apparently.
Well, if they don't smarten up,
yeah,
it may be without you.
It may be without you, right?
Because people, it's so when you live in a religion that is so strict, and they have so many rules and so many things to abide by that apparently came out of the Bible,
yeah,
right? That they've fashioned from the
right.
the pages of the Bible.
They're just setting you up to fail.
No one can live like that. No one can live like that. I'm just throwing it out there.
Right.
But that's just my opinion because I believe that people like you, Lisa, I believe that my God is a very patient, loving God and he loves anybody and any and all things.
Yeah.
So he would want everyone to just be happy. He would if people who want to get married are of the same sex, you get married, you be happy, and God ordains you. So it doesn't matter. In the eyes of God, you're married.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, but I agree. I agree.
I don't know. Like, I've never understood people's thought processes around this. So
no,
but they've lived with it for so long, right?
They have.
But they obviously don't want to move past it or through it or change it.
I think it's unfortunate that being a Catholic person, that being Catholic means that you're not allowed to be part of what's going on in the world around you.
And when you are so attached to a religion like Catholicism,
yeah,
and they refuse to acknowledge you in the way as who you are,
yeah,
that's hard to, how do you still stay with that religion now?
Yeah.
You might have grown up with it. You maybe went to the Catholic schools. You maybe went through this, like, who yeah knows how attached you are to that religion. And basically they're saying you need to fit with us,
yeah,
not the other way around.
Like, dear Catholicism, don't make me think that the only thing good about you is that if I go to a Catholic school, I can still have a Christmas pageant. Right? Don't make me think that's the only good thing. I'm just lightening it up a little bit. Right? That shouldn't be the selling feature. Right? Shouldn't be the selling feature in the brochure.
It should not be the selling feature, Lisa. Right?
The brochure shouldn't say that. That shouldn't be at the front of your brochure.
We're going to have a Christmas pageant.
Right? Right? Your family can come.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying.
Those are just our thoughts.
Just our thoughts. Just our thoughts. I got a couple other thoughts.
Okay.
Bob Barker and Barbara Walters.
Yes.
They've disappeared. Yeah. Right? Is it because they're embracing their pudding years?
Yes, pudding.
Right? That they're sitting at home. What do you want? Pudding.
Pudding.
I think that's what's happened to them. Because they're gone, right?
They are gone. I think they're still alive.
They're like Holly Hobby. They're just missing.
I don't believe anyone has made... I don't believe... no one has announced that they're gone?
No. They're not gone. They're just right? gone.
They just...
They're just gone.
They just are never seen again.
They're not seen again, right? It's like they were put away. The batteries came out.
Yes.
And they went on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Seems odd.
That's so funny. Okay. So because pillows are now officially like the most important thing in my life.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at that. Welcome to the world of importance of pillows. Yeah.
Apparently there's a new pillowcase called Blissy. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of the Blissy.
Okay. Well, I don't know much about it. What's going on with the Blissy?
So what they say is it's temperature regulating pillowcase.
Oh, that would be nice.
Apparently it refracts infrared heat and adjusts to your body's temperature to keep you cool through the night.
Oh.
Right? You need the Blissy.
Yeah.
You need the Blissy. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
That does. Is this an infomercial?
On my Facebook.
And you trust Facebook?
Yeah, I didn't buy it, but I trust it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because have you gotten your water bottle yet?
I never got my water bottle. Okay. Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. Right? Right? It was my one bad investment. I got my China shoes.
I know you did. Thank right? you for reminding me.
Okay, I'm just saying. Right? I'm just saying. So March 14th, Samantha, that was Pi Day.
Yes, it was Pi right? Day.
3.14. Do you remember that formula in school?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. What the hell is that formula?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
No.
Isn't that funny how we don't know what it means?
But yeah, we know it's Pi Day.
But we know it's Pi Day. Is there any type of pie that you want to try that you've never had before?
There's one that I keep seeing. What was it called? Oh, and it looks interesting, but... What was it made out of? Like something like a sugar pie or something?
Oh.
I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, I've had pecan. I had sweet potato pie, which, by the way, is delightful.
It's not a pie.
Yes, it is a pie.
It's a side dish.
It's actually a very sweet, delicious pie.
It's a side dish.
It's not a side dish. It's a pie. Meal. It's a pie.
Side dish that goes with turkey.
It's a pie.
Not a pie.
Not a pie.
Not a pie. Not a pie. It's not a pie.
It's a pie. It's a pie.
It's not a pie.
It's a pie.
Not a pie.
There's nothing, I don't know. Cause you know, like I like pie, but it's not like right up there with me. Like I'm not overly excited about any particular kind of pie, but
I think I want to try raspberry pie this summer.
People make raspberry pie.
Mm-hmm.
I like strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. I think I want to try a raspberry.
Oh, you know what? I could really go for a good peach pie.
No, I never care about a peach pie.
No, a peach pie would be
I'm
good.
I'm fine if it's a cobbler.
A cobbler.
If it's a cobbler, cobbler, but I don't want it as a pie. I want it as a cobbler.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just curious.
I don't know. Maybe that's our mission is to find a pie we've never eaten before.
Maybe that's our goal this summer.
Maybe.
Get your foot fixed for God's sakes, would you? Right? The timeline, right? You got till July 1st. Get that foot fixed.
Okay. Fine, whatever.
Did you know that most people hate the last 30 minutes of their workday?
Well, yeah, because they want to go home. They were ready to go home an hour before they had to go home.
They're ready to go home, and yet they're rushing to wrap things up. Right?
And all they're hoping is, please, nothing come up.
Exactly.
I want to go home.
Right? I don't want the phone to ring. I don't want a customer to come in. Right. And I always laugh at that because that's in retail. Right. Like dear customers. Right. If we open at 9, don't come in at 9. Come in at 9:30. I need that half an hour without you.
Exactly.
And I need you to leave a half an hour before I get to close so I can get my shit done.
Yes.
Right.
Because we have to go. Like we only get paid to a certain time. So we got to go.
We got to go.
Right. We got to go.
And we can go easier if you haven't been in for the last 30 minutes. Right. We can get our stuff done and we're ready to go then.
For sure. The last 30 minutes, you're just like, oh, please, nobody. It's like, stay away.
That's all you do.
And then, of course, somebody comes in 5-2.
Yeah. Right. I know you just need a.
Yes, we know.
Right. The phrase in retail that at the end of the day that we don't want to hear. Oh, I just need a.
And then it's another 10, 15 minutes.
Right. Because then I'm going to have a quick look while I'm just needing a. Exactly. Okay, here's something interesting. This might be what Saskatoon's known for, Samantha. Uh-huh. On the news, so on the 5:30 news the other day, they had the two newsmen. They were trying out chip flavored crickets.
Ugh, I saw that. That's
right?
Disgusting.
Could you do it? Sorry, was it one was newsman, one was the news lady.
Yes.
Right?
She walked away.
She was having no part of it.
She was like, and you didn't even give me anything to drink.
No, right? So could you do, I feel I could do a cricket if it was like salt and vinegared.
Maybe. Like if they say it's good. Yeah. They say it's good protein.
Right? I don't think I could do it if it was like, I don't want like a cheese topping on it. Like I don't want that shaker cheese.
Bleh.
I think if it was salt and vinegar, I could maybe cough it down.
I know.
Right?
Like, that sounds so gross.
It sounds so disgusting.
So disgusting.
Yes.
But you know what was, you know what's really funny is that I have to watch the news twice a day now.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that
no.
makes my heart happy.
No, it's boring.
It's not boring. What? But it's, if you're watching, no, it's, yes, that news is boring because there's only 6 minutes of news. And it, especially if you're watching the one at noon, it's six minutes of news and then it repeats at 12:30.
Oh, God.
And then the same thing happens at 5:30 or 6. We're not that
news exciting. News starts at 5. Then they watch it again at 6.
Yeah, and it's the same news.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
Yeah. That's what we do, too. That's what we do, too, Samantha.
And now people wonder why I don't watch the news. It's not worth watching.
Well, still, it's important to know what's going on in your world.
Oh, okay. For
I'm
sure.
Just saying.
All right. Okay. Well, now this is my favorite time of the podcast. Lisa, it's things you ought to know. All right. 5 random facts again, Lisa.
All right, Samantha.
I'm going to blow your mind right
now.
Okay,
I'm waiting.
The average person will spend 6 months of their life waiting for red lights to turn green.
Wow, that's crazy.
6 months of your life sitting and waiting for a light.
Holy, hey? That's crazy.
Did you know that President Lyndon B. Johnson owned a water surfing car?
I don't even know what that...
Yeah, it's a water surfing car called the Amphicar.
I can't even picture what that would look like.
It was like in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And he would take people in this car and he would go down the hill to the lake that he lived by or on his, wherever he was.
Yeah.
And he would pretend that the brakes had gone out and they'd land in the water and they would all be freaking out. And all of a sudden they were floating in the water.
And he's just fine.
And he, yeah.
That's weird.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you know that nearly 30,000 rubber ducks were lost at sea in 1992? Really? And they are, yes, and they're still being discovered today.
Oh my God. Like, so what was it? Just like a ship full of crated rubber duckies?
Yeah.
And that's one broke funny. Open. Oh my God. That's so funny.
And they have found them embedded in the Antarctic, in the ice in the Antarctic.
That's hilarious.
rubber ducky.
Toys for the bears.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Did you know that the IKEA catalog is the most widely printed book in history?
Oh my God. Did you know that the IKEA catalog has a podcast and somebody just reads through each page of the catalog?
I heard that. I'm like, are you kidding?
I'm like, that's got to be the worst podcast in history.
Oh my God. That is like so boring.
Wow.
Okay. I got another one.
Okay.
McDonald's once tried to sell bubblegum flavored broccoli to encourage kids to eat healthier.
Wow. Wow.
Throw that in your Happy Meal.
Oh, speaking of McDonald's, remember when I sent you the picture? Because what popped up in my memories on Facebook from 13 years ago, the one day left till the McRib comes. Remember? And I said, I bet you this was a happy day.
It probably was. And an extra bonus random fact. Doritos are flammable and can be used as kindling.
Hey, that's good to know. That's kind of fun. Wow, who knew that?
Yeah, so really you're eating that and putting that in your body. Think of that.
Think of that, hey? Think of that. Arriba. Wow.
All right. Good so, one. Lisa, do you have an eye shake my head for today?
I do, Samantha. So this is what I've noticed as I shake my head everywhere I seem to walk right now.
Mm-hmm.
How dirty human beings are. We are mm-hmm. dirty. Once the snow melts, we're dirty pigs.
We are.
Right? Cigarette butts are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Garbage everywhere.
Yep.
Ugh. I'm shaking my head at the dirt, at the filth.
It's disgusting.
It's everywhere. Like, when did we stop using ashtrays?
Well, if you're just walking outside, they're just flicking into the snowbank because the snow covers everything. And it's only in spring that you realize, ew, disgusting.
I get like a lot of rage during this time of year for that.
I know.
Right? Because it's so nasty. We don't need to have, we don't need to be that gross.
No, we don't.
Right? There's no need for that. We know better than that.
Yes, we do.
That's what I've been shaking my head at. What about you, Samantha? You got a nice shake my head?
I do. And I don't know if I fully appreciated the ability to walk up and down stairs.
Oh, there you go.
So I shake my head at not realizing how I should have been more grateful.
Okay, right. And appreciated that leg a little bit more, right?
Until I couldn't do anything but walk from the bedroom to the living room.
Are you mastering the crutches now?
I'm using a walker at home. It's much easier.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Crutches aren't that fun.
No, they're not.
And are you going to look into that scooter for your leg?
I might, yeah.
Yeah, that at least then you can go outside.
Yes.
You can go for like a kind of like a walk.
Kind of like a walk. Right? But my knee is so bad still.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
You have to wait till that heals.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But yeah, so that was my I shake my head. So that was probably more of an I shake my head to me.
Dear me. Right? Note to self, remember stairs.
Yeah, remember that you like walking up and down.
Right? Even though there's three flights that one day are going to be waiting for you again.
Yeah.
Exactly. You need to get that chair that goes up the stairs.
Yes. I'm sure the building that I live in would love that.
Would maybe install one of those for you.
I doubt it, but
you never know. That was a good one, Samantha. I hope that you get walking stairs sooner than planned.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. We'd like to thank John for helping us record again tonight. Remember to check out our social media, guys, our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter.
And I think we'll get back to a Facebook Live again soon, right? We've just been waiting for you to convalesce.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't have our interview with Janie Oliver this week because we weren't sure how you were going to be feeling.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do that next week.
We're doing that next week. So we're going to be talking cooking.
Cooking.
With a real chef.
Woohoo!
Right? That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really a real chef. Honest, I am. But I'm always on the podcast, so we're going to bring another one in too. Right? That's what we're going to do. Samantha, anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Guess what? Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.